Now our latest installment of Jake Halpern's series about men and women who cling to homes in inhospitable and dangerous settings. The series is based on Jake's book, Braving Home, Dispatches from the Underwater Town, the Lava Side Inn, and other extreme locales. This evening, we meet Millie Decker.
Millie Decker prides herself as the last of the Malibu hillbillies. Her extended family first settled in Decker Canyon back in the 1880s, when Malibu was just a series of empty, windswept canyons. Nowadays, despite the fact that she resides among the Hollywood glitterati, Millie still lives the frontier life, on her ranch, in a small stucco home, where the walls are jam-packed with several dozen mounted deer heads.
How many deer heads are there in here?
I think there's around 37, if I'm not mistaken.
Did you shoot any of these?
Yes. I only shot four.
Which ones did you shoot?
Okay, this is a stag here. I believe he was gotten over on Big Rock. Would you please straighten that one?
Oh, which one? This one right here?
Uh-huh, he looks kind of crooked.
Yeah, hold on. How's that, Billy?
As we continue to chat, Millie tells me more about the one serious drawback to living in Malibu, wildfires. When these fires come, the Pacific Coast Highway is often congested with hordes of Malibu's movie stars and millionaires fleeing toward safety. Yet just a few miles inland, Millie can always be found staying to fight the flames, just as her family has always done. Millie was just 6 years old when she encountered her first real wildfire.
You know, it was quite a trauma for three little girls, my two sisters and I. We had all kinds of imaginative minds. The smoke was coming, and you know, it was really very horrifying to us.
Eventually, Millie offers to give me a tour of her 17-acre ranch. We start by visiting her hens.
These are ostriches. I just check the different nests for an egg. I got one over here in this box, and I got two over here in this one. And then I take and I lay the eggs up here. There's no eggs under you, so you shouldn't be so mean. No, you shouldn't be so mean. And then I love her underneath her chin, and she quiets down.
Millie, how many fires would you say you've lived through in your time of being in Malibu? If you had to guess.
Probably, you know, we moved here in 1926, and maybe every 3 to 5 years there was a fire. And if we didn't have one where we were at, we went and helped someone that needed help. And the same with them, you know, they would come and help too, which fires do bring people close together.
As Millie leads me into the barn where she keeps one of her many horses, she tells me a little bit more about some of the close calls that she's had with fire.
I've had my eyebrows singed and my hair singed, but a little bit of that, I don't know where it came from, because I was, you know, your adrenaline's up so much when you're fighting that you don't feel a lot of things until it's over with. I don't know whether you'd call it exciting or frightening.
Do you consider yourself a tough person?
No, I'm not a tough person. I don't swear. I don't drink. I don't chew gum sometimes.
Do you consider yourself a courageous person?
No, I just, when something has to be done, it has to be done.
Millie may not think that she's tough, but she knows that her surroundings are. Fires plague this region for two main reasons. First, there are the Santa Ana winds that blow in over the Santa Monica Mountains. And then there's the chaparral, thick scrub brush that serves as ready kindling when the winds arrive.
See that shumac over there? That's shumac. And that, it just goes up like matchsticks. I don't like shumac.
This area over here, Millie, that looks like there's nothing on it. Is this what you mean by cleared ground?
Up there?
Yeah.
Yes. It has to be cleared up to 200 feet. 200 feet isn't very far when you stop to think about it. The flames go up 200 or 300 feet in the air. And it doesn't take much for it to arc over and start another fire.
As we head back towards the ranch house, we can see the distant outline of mansions where open mesas once lay. Still, the traces of the past are everywhere, and Millie stops to point out some cages where she once kept her pet mountain lions.
They weighed about 125 pounds apiece. And there was a little cub, too. He was a cute little cub. We used to go in the cage, and the female, she used to suck my thumb. I used to hold her on my lap, and she'd suck my thumb. One year during the fire, we took the lions out and evacuated them. And darned it, the sheriff's office didn't come in and confiscate them after the fire.
Back at the ranch house, Millie and I discussed the prospect of future wildfires.
What would you do if your kids said, Mom, you're getting too old, 82, it's too old to be sticking around and fighting fires anymore?
I'd probably scrap a little bit.
How come?
How come?
Yeah.
To save the horses, the animals, the chickens, the dogs. If you live someplace in an area for 77 years, it gets kind of close to you.
We said before, Millie, you're 82 years old.
Yes, sir.
If another fire came into Malibu, came near Decker Canyon, would you want to stay and fight?
Absolutely.
Our Braving Home series is produced by Jake Halpern and Ted Gessing. To see pictures of Millie Decker and the other people profiled in the series, go to our website, npr.org.